Welcome Cheryl Bartow, founder of the Smiling Goat Ranch, and Lieutenant Colonel Richard Merritt, who is on the board of directors of the Smiling Goat Ranch. It's good to have you all here today.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Talk about the Smiling Goat Ranch. You're an affiliate of Horse Boy, an equine therapy program for kids with autism.
Right. And Horse Boy is in 7 countries now. There are 1,000 practitioners, and
wow.
We are the only one in Colorado.
Wow.
And we offer services using the natural environment, horses and other small animals, to help kids with autism and veterans with PTSD.
I hear you have rabbits.
We do.
How can a rabbit be a therapy animal?
They are so calm and so sweet, and just getting to hold a rabbit helps calm the sensory system.
Wow, I guess. And you have, what kind of rabbits do you have?
We have velveteen lop-eared rabbits.
Like the one in the book?
Like the one in the book.
Oh.
They are adorable.
Oh, I bet.
And they also can walk on leashes.
So will the rabbits be on the autism walk?
The rabbits actually will not be on the walk. Mm-hmm. We will have goats, horses, mini horses, and our 3 dogs who are therapy dogs.
Talk about what this walk is supporting.
It's supporting autism and bringing awareness to autism.
Okay.
3 out of 4 boys are diagnosed with autism. It's 1 out of 58 children now. And so chances are, even if you don't know it, you would know somebody who has
mm-hmm.
autism.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 2 other walks going on the same day on the Front Range. And our families asked us if we would host a walk here so that they wouldn't have to travel to Denver to help raise awareness.
Now, autism is a spectrum.
Yes.
Can you briefly talk about that?
Yes. It's interesting. You can have somebody who's very high functioning and you may not be aware that they are on the spectrum, but their challenges can be social skills, reading, facial recognition.
Mm.
On the lower end of the spectrum, you can have somebody who's nonverbal, but trust me, those folks are really, really bright, intelligent, and have other wonderful ways of communicating. And we see that really come out when they're on the back of a horse.
Why?
The motion, the rocking motion of a horse brings out oxytocin in your system, the feel-good hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get that from rocking on a swing, on a seesaw, dancing,
mm-hmm.
but the greatest generator of oxytocin is a cantering horse.
Wow.
So we back ride with our kids, or we long line with kids or adults if they're too big for us to back ride
mm-hmm.
with.
Equine therapy is becoming more and more common, and there's more and more research out about the effectiveness. But it's wonderful, even if you just love horses and don't know anything about the studies and all of that. Colonel Merritt, sir, you've been working with Smiling Goat Ranch. Talk about some of the work you've been doing.
Work we've been doing is taking veterans up. These are combat veterans, mostly from Iraq and Afghanistan, up into the Margie's Hut in the wilderness for 4 days of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And these veterans are trying to heal from the wounds of war and combat.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the philosophies we have is reverence for life. Dr. Albert Schweitzer, there's a healing that they've been in a very difficult combat situation. So we come out of the wilderness on the 5th day and come to the Smiling Goat Ranch for equine therapy, for bonding with the animals,
mm-hmm.
healing.
How have you seen equine therapy heal veterans?
We've had several of our members have come for equine therapy at Smiling Goat Ranch, and they say they slept better at night. We have one veteran, a lady coming back from Pennsylvania for 2 sessions, and she's been very active. Melody will be here with us and working with 10 women veterans at a time. We'll be working with 50 veterans this summer.
When you say you're working with the vets, what do you do particularly?
Well, we go to the wilderness to release a lot of the tensions. We have a psychologist. We hike 7 miles up from Lanado up to Margie's Hut. Along the way, we have readings of Shakespeare and some of the philosophers. We have a female psychologist with us on the women's trips and the men on the men's trips. And we have solo trips. We have mindfulness sessions. We have open discussion around the table at Margie's Hut where there are no government influence. It's away from the VA because the VA can't give all the healing that we have. So we have a free expression between the veterans.
Getting back to the topic of autism and the upcoming walk, you participated in last year's Go Autism Walk here in Carbondale. Talk about what participants can expect on the walk.
Well, I walked last year, and Cheryl and one of the other members of the ranch rode on horses at the front, followed by the color guard from the Glenwood Springs High School Junior ROTC, and they'll be back with us. And the thing that impressed me so much, there was a family of 10 and one little girl with autism. The grandmother, grandfather, cousins, and everyone was there, and they were so grateful that we could be recognized. We had the blue shirts last year, and that really meant a lot to see the common bonding and how the ranch has reached out and how they look forward to the weekend sessions.
Cheryl Bartow, this walk is to raise awareness about autism. Is it a fundraiser as well?
It is a fundraiser.
How's that work?
We do not charge families for our sessions at Smiling Goat. So we rely on the generosity of the public to make donations as well as grants and donors. And so this event, in addition to raising awareness, we're also hoping to raise some funds. We've had many amazing local businesses step up in support of this.
So talk about the logistics. When and where?
We are walking from the rodeo grounds in Carbondale on the Rio Grande Trail to Town Hall and turning around and going back to the rodeo grounds.
Okay.
And we will start gathering at 1 o'clock. We will have the goats painted and
will they be smiling?
They will be smiling. They love it. They walk on halters. They're adorable. We will also have 2 mini horses, and the colonel here is going to be walking one of those mini horses. And we will have 4 of our larger horses as part of the walk. And the sponsors will be there with tents and giveaways. And so it's a very fun time. After we're finished with the walk, we will gather for an open house back at Smiling Goat Ranch.
Cheryl Bartow, founder of Smiling Goat Ranch, and Lieutenant Colonel Richard Merritt, board member of the Smiling Goat Ranch. Thanks very much, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you there.